For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Well, if it's going to be a Ken and Curtis takeover featuring Fitzy, Curtis, you and I need to live down to the reputations right away. Brady, Belichick, out of the gate. Some form, some variation of it. And Fitzy, I've got one that's relevant with the draft Thursday and the five-year nightmare over that will turn Curtis into a pretzel.
Oh.
No way he can answer this one because he's been crushing these two gentlemen for the last 5 years. Since when was it? When did Brady leave? March?
St. Patrick's Day 2020.
Kent ruined Boston's favorite holiday forever in perpetuity. Yep. The Tom Brady leaving made a global pandemic seem auxiliary to our level of concerns.
I know.
And put an asterisk on the title that he won there because that was just a fraudulent year. But
no, it was not. Ken, you don't dare besmirch the legend of the greatest of all time already. That's the wrong way to exit the gate.
All right, sorry. And I don't mean to be negative because we would agree, Fitzy, even you've been hard on the Pats lately, but you believe we're headed in the right direction here, right?
Oh, 100%.
Vrabel's got him on. And Curtis, you believe the same.
Yep. Vrabel, right hire, right time.
Okay. My Ken, and my heart on the Patriots is like saying instead of using steel wool like Ted Johnson or Andy Hart does, I use like a sham wow.
Well, now that it's over, five-year nightmare is over. Curtis, one final time, whose reputation has taken a worse hit since Brady left? Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft? The two you've been toughest on.
So up until this year, it was clear Bill Belichick. But the beginning of the end was the Dynasty docuseries, which was such a self-inflicted wound. And not the hiring of Mayo, because, you know, people hire the wrong guys. It happens. I mean, you do it often here.
Hey-o.
But
wow.
Stiz, Dan Ball, hello.
Oh. I mean, that was just an absolute. The strays are already flying fast furious at 2:02. Get ready, everybody.
That was solely to do with sales. No.
It's kumite, baby.
And they, I would say very easily that he could have withstood the bad hire. It was the hiring of Mayo. Actually, let me go back. It was the firing of Bill without saying you fired him. It was the hiring of Mayo. And it was the fact that the second you thought he could coach, when you beat the Bengals in week one, and you went on Amazon Thursday Night Football and dunked and spiked the ball on Amazon about how you knew he was a great coach 5 years ago. And the second the heat came, the second you realized that Mayo was wrong, you went on Charlemagne the God and said that you fired Bill after you tried to get off with this charade saying that you didn't. And then right before the final game of the season, while you hold the number one pick in your pocket, all you have to do is lose to the Bills, something they've majored in since Tom left. You allow Gerard Mayo to coach the team, and you allow Joe Milton to win the game. And that, my friends, is why Robert Kraft today has done more to sully his name and image with the Patriots as the owner and with the fan base than Bill Belichick.
Wow. So you actually are siding with Bill after all these years.
I call balls and strikes, Fitz. You know how it is.
Fitzy, yeah, what's your take on this?
To me, Ken, you're gonna accuse me of ordwaying or saying, oh, here comes the honk. Here's old Camelama just making sure he straddles the fence enough not to upset his part-time employer. But in this case of mutually assured destruction, there is no winner. There's no loser. Everybody's a loser, in fact. I think Bill Belichick comes across terribly for all the drafts and for insulating himself from everybody else and being too sensitive and weirdly insecure at times. I think Robert Kraft did himself such a massive disservice from calling Stephen A. Smith a few days after Tom Brady left. Let's not forget that one, Curtis, as well.
Oh, that was awful.
All the way up to parts of the Dynasty docuseries. Not all of it, but certainly parts of the Dynasty series and the Charlemagne the God podcast appearance. Never before have I appreciated somebody who I have wanted to just get a moment to say in front of them with all sincerity, just say less, fam. Like, if Robert Kraft doesn't say as much as he says the last couple of years, I don't think things come across with such friction or abrasiveness, Ken.
Okay, but did you make a selection there or no?
No. No, I refuse to. I'm just going to be the sad kid in the back seat listening to Mom and Dad argue on the way to the Cape.
But I've been pro Belichick. Now, Stiz, you're a Belichick.
I am.
Honk. He's the Belichick guy.
I mean, can you get past Patricia and Judge? That would settle the debate.
Well, here's where, I mean, if you want me to play devil's advocate, it fits and it's a little redundant. But I would say simply that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft neither prioritized winning the way Brady did. The true centrifugal force that drove this organization to 6 championships was Tom Brady's obsession with winning. In the end, power was more important to Bill and Robert than winning. And with Tom, it was all about, I need to find a way to win. They have stopped trying, whether it was Bill or Robert. I don't give a damn at this point who you want to blame. It's redundant, it's tedious, and it's nauseating. I don't care who it was. I really don't. Tom left, and whatever the Patriot Way BS that they were attempting to tell us, you know, which, by the way, great line, Fitz. I don't know if you've seen the new book excerpt.
In the Belichick book, yeah.
Oh, where he just takes a steaming pile of poo on the Patriot Way. Wow, that was good. But the reality is that neither of them were driven completely to winning. And you cannot tell me that Bill Belichick was obsessed with winning while simultaneously defending his decision to hire Judge and Patricia and to do whatever he did. When you lose Brady, fine, but your answer is Cam Newton?
Hey, I will stand for no Cam Newton slander on this afternoon radio show I appear on.
Stiz knows who the mic is. I mean, it's not that hard. Just point him out. He's the middle linebacker.
Come on.
I had Stiz pull a couple of audio clips, Stiz and Dan, to break the debate here. So who's looked worse since Brady left, Kraft or Bill? All right, Stiz, what do you got for Belichick? Let's get a first exhibit A here. Come on.
All right, here we go.
As I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Oh, God.
Kill me.
It is hard to believe that it's happening.
I don't mind that he's coaching in college. I don't mind that he's coaching at North Carolina or that he's in the ACC. But Billy's first words, beat Duke. Fitzy's last words, I'm done. I say BS. That is just, what an absolute, that's the worst. And no, dear, everyone's going to start. Oh. The texts are going to fly fast and furious, Ken, like, oh, a bunch of Belichick haters on there. Oh, I thought Ted was in Green Bay. Now you guys are crapping on Belichick. If you can't understand, Curtis, furthering a point you made a second ago, not only bringing in Joe Judge and Matt Patricia to reverse engineer an offense and in conversation with some of those people, I learned how much more they were doing as well, because it just seemed like Belichick was lifting a giant middle finger to the organization. The absolute destruction of the confidence and abilities of Mac Jones in the process.
That's
as well.
True. He ruined
Not Mac. Even re- didn't even refer to him by his name. He just called, like, he can play quarterback in this league.
Right.
Good God.
And not even, I mean, depending on the timeline, not talking to the OC for a period of time. And, you know, of all the people involved in this, which will be discussed for the rest of time, the one specifically that was made financially whole to a point that no one could argue is the coach. I mean, no matter who you ask, it was 25 plus per year. Mm-hmm. And he earned it. He was doing both. Like, I would never say take a dollar from Bill. But while you're demanding your players subjugate their egos, specifically at the time when they're getting paid, he never took a pay cut. And we know, Greg Hill reported, that Steven was making north of $3 million on his staff.
So how much?
$3 million.
So you're coming back to Bill.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, well, we both went to the same high school and played football. I don't think either of us should be making $3 million in the NFL as a coach.
All right, Stiz, give us some Kraft audio now. What's Kraft's lowest moment in the last 5 years, audio-wise, anyway?
Well, it's funny. Curtis was saying that the dynasty was a self-inflicted wound. Let Kraft tell it. Completely caught off guard with the negative reaction.
I felt bad that there was so much emphasis on the more controversial situations over the last 20 years. Actually, there were some really prominent people that were interviewed for hours that never were used. So a little disappointed that there wasn't more of a real positive approach, especially for Patriot fans who have lived the experience with us.
Right. That's like saying on Fox, like, it's just happenstance that we only sully the name of liberals on this network. It's just an accident. It's not an organizational philosophy. And with this, the biggest reason, if you could really distill it, it would be Robert Kraft would have you believe he is powerless at all moments where the organization did not live up to what he had hoped, and he was the most powerful man alive in the times that it did. He sits back and acts like he's a victim by decisions he's made as the owner of the team.
Well, in his defense,
they gave that book to season ticket holders.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing. That's why the producer was so defensive.
But the book, but like Curtis, reading the book versus watching the docuseries is drastically different. I can't think immediately of the best Hollywood reference for a book I read and then I saw the movie and said, this doesn't resemble the book at all. But, you know, the book at least gives, yes, of course, it's Kraftastic and very Robert Kraft-centric at times as well, all the way back to, you know, getting in the car and driving to the games early on with, you know, baby Jonathan and Josh or whoever.
Did you know he was a season ticket holder?
Curtis, I just want to remind everyone he's a fan too.
Oh, I mean, clearly. But
but the docuseries is drastically different. And for anyone to believe that it's not their job to try to tell the most compelling story, to weave dramatic narratives, you know, with the material they're given, is someone who's never seen reality television before. And as we all know, sports is the ultimate reality TV show.
Okay. So, but then going into the 2021 season, Kraft did write the check for Bill, and Bill ruined it. Now, you and I both thought Jonnu Smith would be good. It's not like I was 100% going into that free agency class.
To be fair, you haven't had an accurate football prediction since Roethlisberger.
Well, you were right there with me, buddy. I mean, so...
Right. So, okay, do you want to go back through the receivers you were wrong about? Who's the guy you said was a top 10? What was his name? That he's not in the league anymore?
Devontae Parker. I thought could have been a top 10 here.
That was a
thumbs for hands. Yeah, he's great.
I mean, he might not have been a top 10 player in Foxborough.
But the point is, Kraft was not picking free agents. That was Bill. He threw money away foolishly. That was the critical moment of those 5 years.
But
if they nail that class.
But don't you think that it's Kraft? Because why all of a sudden? What happened in 2020?
The pandemic?
Ted Lasso.
Brady won a Super Bowl. Ted Lasso, even better. Makes me cry to this day. And so you have the Bucks winning at their home stadium with Robert Kraft crying in the bleachers. And then all of a sudden, the purse strings were just wide open and you spent $250 million in free agency. You think Bill Belichick just deciding that?
Well,
or do you think Robert Kraft said, spend, let's go, we have to catch up here?
Yes, nope. Robert Kraft said spend, which what's wrong with that?
No, it's great.
He did it this offseason, and to his credit, they're back on track.
Yes, they are.
And hopefully Vrabel spent it the right way.
But the point is that if Robert Kraft, if truly winning was his you know, North Star, then you don't have these ebbs and flows. You don't have these situations where no matter what Robert says about Bill or Bill says about Robert, they agreed they were doing it the right way. Like, there wasn't friction at the top.
Yeah, but you got Bill to answer that question and blame Robert. You remember that whole exchange?
Well, yeah.
Why don't you spend money? What was his answer? Basically, ask Mr. Kraft.
Right. Well, okay, but I'm saying that until the end, they were fine.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl in Atlanta, the Super Bowl in Houston, the Super Bowl in, you know, Phoenix, I think they were holding hands and doing okay. It's just when the losing happened or the team, you know, wasn't as good without the quarterback and they both blamed each other and didn't figure it out.
All right, let me ask you this, Fitzy. Yep. Now that we look forward to Thursday, of these two, which is more likely to pull themselves out of this in short order, Belichick or Kraft? Bill actually has a lot of, I mean, I think so, but Bill could still come back and coach again, and he's got a lot of buzz going.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One for him this offseason.
Coach what, Rivers?
could Coach Rivers.
Yeah, Coach what, Nantucket LaCrosse?
Like, there's a better shot of you becoming the offensive coordinator of the Patriots than Bill Belichick getting a head coaching job again in the NFL.
It's probably
unless he pulls a miracle out of the sleeves that he'll cut off of his UNC Chapel Hill blue sweatshirts this fall, Curtis.
What if he became an astronaut and went on Blue Origin and like said he changed his life?
Yeah, that'd be a good play. He and Jordan.
I'm sure Jordan would absolutely love the optics right on that one.
I think she was the first alternative when Gail King couldn't make it. Unfortunately, she didn't quite get on that.
God. Well, no, that's probably true. I mean, Kraft is going Stiz to look
bought tickets to go see Jordan be like Miss Maine this May.
That's right. I'm hoping she gets it.
Front row.
I mean, we need to hear Miss South Carolina. Otherwise, I will not feel that today has been whole.
Curtis, you don't think, though, that if Bill does have like a great season with UNC, it couldn't possibly lead to him getting another job in the NFL?
The only way Bill gets a job in the NFL, Stiz, I believe, is if he agrees to just coach and not be in charge of everything.
I thought he already agreed to that, though.
No.
There was reporting that he was going to acquiesce that
right
power.
I think Michael Lombardi reported that while being employed by Bill Belichick.
All right.
on Pat McAfee, we're Pat McAfee.
Right.
On the Coach Underdog podcast.
Yeah. Today they did like 3 hours on wrestling on that show. Anyway.
That was yesterday. Today Tom Coughlin just spoke and it infuriated me because he came across as affable and knowledgeable. But I digress.
The Rock was on there today, too, so Curtis is right.
Best BC coach of my lifetime. But Stiz, if he's able to win and say, I'll just be the coach, he'd be the coach of the Falcons if he didn't demand total control. I believe that completely. Mm. And look at how he's operating the UNC. Not only does he have total control, he's got a 23-year-old running the operation. Like, there's no way an NFL team's going to hire him.
Hey, 25.
And not yet. She isn't old enough to rent a car, damn it, Stiz.
All right, so Dan
Bijan Robinson would be converted to fullback.
Right.
Dan Ball, where do you weigh in? Who looks worse, Kraft or Bill, in the last 5 years?
I'm on Bill. I think he just got too far ahead of his skis in terms of the team he was trying to build and how much the ego took over compared to the football decisions. I'm team Bill on that.
All right,
yeah,
join
us. Can I also remind you that, you know, as far as Robert Kraft pulling out first, Ken, you've got so many. That came across the wrong way, but as far as Robert Kraft...
Pause.
All right, pause. We'll just go ahead and dump that. As far as Robert Kraft looking better in a few weeks, or perhaps this season, it's most certainly...
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Yeah, me too. God, pull and pray.
Phrasing party of one, your table of awkward is here. Robert Kraft and the Patriots can look so much better just because you have analysts that legitimately are saying if the Patriots have an offensively inspired draft, they can and should be competing for a wild card berth this fall. To go from back-to-back seasons of the worst or second worst record in the NFL to second place in your division, challenging the Bills and possibly competing for a playoff spot, I think that would be more spectacular than 9-3 and sniffing an ACC championship game for Belichick.
Yes, this year. But I mean, if you look the next 3-year window and Bill gets back to the NFL and catches Shula.
Yeah, Andy Reid's going to pass Bill. He's going to pass Shula. I mean, Bill's going to be the third winningest coach in NFL history. And if you said to anybody 18 months ago that when Bill was fired by the Patriots, he would not get an NFL coaching job, and he would be dragged around by his 20-year-old girlfriend coaching UNC, you would kick the person out of your house and say that they were on something.
What's the total dollar amount spent this year, Dan? How much did the Pats spend in free agency total? Because Robert is trying to fix this. You would agree. He's committed in terms of dollars. and he might even get involved in the draft again.
What's Robert worth?
It's like $240 million, Ken.
Okay.
That's not the guarantee, but it's a significant
chunk
of change.
What is Robert Kraft's net worth? $10 billion estimate, something like that?
Okay.
How much would he pay to get into the Canton, get in the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I don't know. He's tried every method.
Right? Like, when did he give up half his net worth?
He's bringing Parcells back. It's a good move,
I know.
Which is a great move.
It is wild.
Which is good. He's and he'll have the Brady statue this year, right?
So that Brady's not coming back for a statue.
Well, he has to for Fox.
I don't think I don't know about you, Fitz. You're connected down there, but my sources say Tom is not playing into any more Kraft games.
Oh, but if he's here
unless
for Fox,
unless they can time it to a Fox game, Ken, yes, where he's the broadcaster,
yep, which will happen.
I can see that happening, Curtis.
All right. Well, he is on the broadcast committee,
and they'll wait for that date, and that'll make Robert look good because it'll look like he's back together with Tom, and this year could go pretty well. The only problem is they're, you know, Josh Allen and the Bills stand in your way of actually winning the division again.
You know what would be great revenge by Kraft is if after he put up the Brady statue, he put a Butler statue on the bench.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
617-779-7937. It is WEI Afternoons. By the way, I did get a text from Ted Johnson. He and Andy Hart have landed in Milwaukee. They are driving to Appleton. They will be broadcasting tomorrow from Lambeau Field and Radio Row.
I've never been to Wisconsin. I hear it's lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely.
God. My kingdom to be a fly on the window of that car ride.
Yeah. So hopefully Andy will check in a little bit later in the show. And we've got draft talk here to come throughout the day, including some updates on what's happening at number four. There have been some reports.
Hey, Peter Schrager heard people are calling about
it.
Breaking news.
Don't minimize that.
Talking about? Everybody's getting calls on something. It's the freaking draft.
Well, if they're getting calls, maybe the Patriots are calling.
I am
hopeful.
I'll text Vrabel. I say, show me your call. What's more likely? Jackson called the cops on the Family Dollar or the Patriots are fielding calls?
Fitzy had a hot scoop last week of Eagles.
I know. It made massive news.
It was huge. Now, Schefter stomped all over it, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah, what does he know?
Schefter's been wrong before.
Jimmy Garoppolo, party of four number ones, Fitz.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So
exact carnage in the streets.
Stuff is happening. It might not just be Will Campbell, because that is too boring to accept. And even though you've come around on it.
No, the worst part is, Ken, it's down to, I'm sorry, guys, it's down to, some could say up to, it's minus 500 now, which is, I'm sorry. It doesn't make me sick. I'll reserve that for something more appropriate, but I just feel so frustrating.
Yeah, but that can change quick. I mean, especially if Shedeur Sanders and Deion get involved and the Giants panic or some team wants to come up. Anyway.
And Stiz, or I don't want to ask you specifically, Dan, Fitzy, anybody, is there a gambling limit on the draft like there is for the anthem? Because I feel like too many people would know something. You know, when you bet there's certain props with the Super Bowl where you can only bet like $50.
Somebody's watching the walk.
That's a good point, actually.
Like, how much, what's the max to bet on the Patriots or any pick being taken? Because
Paul
Shime.
Like,
yeah, well, Shime's connected. He's too connected.
Were you happy with his mock draft 4.5 today?
I basically just bathe in mock drafts.
Curtis was also thrilled with the Jackson lead, which we'll get to.
It has flummoxed me since 6 a.m. today.
The topic du jour, though, the topic to start is, are you satisfied with the way Robert Kraft has righted the ship in the Vrabel era? Are we done? Are the miserable 5 years over? And if you care to look back and judge one more time between Kraft and Bill.
And does Ken look nice in the new Greg Hill Roadshow hat?
I am sporting, if you care to watch Twitch, the new Seaport Connect hat, which will be distributed, some free and some require work in terms of leads, guest leads on the road, at the Roadshow location starting next week.
Hopefully.
So that's all to come. Next, we got a chance to win Red Sox tickets as part of 2 for Tuesday. That's at 2:30 and 3:30 today, if you know the code word. And update you on the latest with the number four pick and possible trades that could happen Thursday night, which I do think could possibly happen. Here's Dan Ball with what's trending.
Two best friends that anyone can have.